traditional country artists, artists that come from that outlaw era of country music, and then also independent country artists out there today that are carrying on both that proud traditional country sound and also the themes like cheating that we have heard over the years. The next song that we're going to play is a song by Linda Ronstadt, and I think her career is just fascinating. She's one of those first country singers that started in country music and then over the years transitioned into more of a rock and roll sound. She also put out an album that is a traditional Mexican album, and it celebrates her Mexican heritage. She grew up in Tucson, Arizona, and her father was Mexican. And so she's had a career both in country music and rock music and in traditional Mexican music as well. The song that we're going to play, I think, is a great example of a country song about cheating. And this song also talks about being cheated on by a man who tries to fix the situation with his money. And I think it just adds a really interesting element to the mix today. This is a song that's been covered by a number of artists, but the one we're going to play today is from Linda Ronstadt. This is Silver Threads and Golden Needles. Porter Wagoner is a country artist that worked often with Dolly Parton. The two were known to not always get along, and at times were referred to as fire and ice. I think they often had different views on their work together and had quite a feud over the years, but in later in life were able to reconcile. And I think without a doubt, Porter Wagoner's television show had a massive impact on Dolly Parton's career. And while Dolly has remained very popular over the last several years, and in more recent years specifically, she's having quite the comeback later in her career. Porter Wagoner is, I think, somebody who a lot of new country fans don't really know. So I really like playing Porter Wagoner songs. He's one of the great storytellers, one of the great classic country sounds. There's so many artists that emulated his sound, and he had such an impact on country music today. So we're going to play the next song. This song's a really sad song. It's called The Cold Hard Facts of Life, and it's by Porter Wagoner.
I got back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home. For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in. My mind not on the cold hard facts of life. A stranger stood there laughing by the counter. Said, I'll take two bottles of your best. Her husband's out of town and there's a party. He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life. I drove around the block till I was dizzy. Each time the noise came louder from within. And then I saw our bottle there beside me. And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life? Who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
I really find the distinctions in music to be fascinating. Sometimes there are country songs that sound a lot more like pop songs that are played on country radio. And sometimes there are country songs that sound like country songs played on pop radio. And I just really love it when all of those different types of music get mixed together. I can think of countless songs like Dolly Parton songs that started within the country music landscape and ended up being sung by Whitney Houston. I think the song I Will Always Love You is a great example of a song that can be played in multiple different genres. And the next song that we're going to play was originally a R&B song. It was performed and written by Denise LaSalle. It was popular within the R&B community, especially within the Black community, but Barbara Mandrell brought it over into the country community. And the songs actually don't sound that different. They sound very similar to each other. And I just love when that happens. So this next song is Married But Not to Each Other by Barbara Mandrell.
You know, sometimes in your life, you may find it hurts to be alone, especially when you and the one you love already belong to somebody else. You're tied to her, and I'm tied to him, and we don't want to hurt either one of them. That's how it is. when you're married, but not to each other. You gotta go home in the middle of the night, try and pretend everything's alright, but it ain't, no it ain't, when you're married, but not to each other. Make believe that you've been good, give your love to the one you should, but you can't, no you can't. 'Cause you're tied to her, I'm tied to him, we don't want to hurt either one of them. So what can you do, what can you do, when you're married, but not to each other. You gotta be careful everywhere you go, trying to avoid everyone you know. 'Cause people talk, you know they talk, when you're married, but not to each other. You gotta make up alibis, hoping they don't sound like lies. 'Cause if you get caught, and you might get caught. Hurry up and love him, hurry up and please him, and when it gets right, you've got to leave him, you better leave him. Cause you're tied to her, I'm tied to him, we don't want to hurt either one. To each other. Hurry up and love him, hurry up and please him, and when it gets right, you've got to leave him, you better leave him.
I'm guessing this next song is a song that you've probably heard before countless times, but because it's this show, it's the Forgotten Country Radio Show, we don't want to just play the version that everybody knows and the version that's still on country music today. We want to play a version that may have been forgotten over the years. And since this song was originally written by Mel Tillis, it's one that we definitely want to include because Mel Tillis was such an influential singer, especially in the 50s and the 60s. And I think we still see the impacts of his work on country music today. Kenny Rogers made this song famous. And I think interestingly, when Kenny Rogers was singing about it, the implication was that he was singing about a veteran from the Vietnam War. I think Mel Tillis, when he originally wrote it, was writing it about World War II. And so that context, that shifts just within a matter of a couple years between the 60s and the 70s, I think is really interesting. So this next song, it's about a vet who comes back from war and his wife is going into town and he's worried about her cheating. This is Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town by Mel Tillis.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy age you wore, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chores. And yes, it's true, I'm not the man that I used to be. Oh, but Ruby, I It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town.
We still have a lot of music left on the second hour of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Next up, we're going to hear from Daryl Singletary, Waylon Jennings, David Allan Coe, and Tracy Lawrence. Stick around.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM. 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. She looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says, I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says, this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. And writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than dealing. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord,
thought it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we've gone country. The whole world's gone country.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs, from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves, right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth. Each week we take 2 hours and we celebrate classic country songs from classic artists that have left a real impact on country music but have been forgotten over the years. And we also listen to new and emerging independent artists that carry that proud traditional country music tradition but aren't getting the attention that they deserve. Each week we pick a theme. The theme this week is cheating, so we're playing songs all about cheating and cheaters. It's a theme in country music that we have seen since the beginning of country music. So we've played songs from Hank Williams on today's show, from Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Charlie McCain, Red Foley, from new artists like Bella White, and some classics like John Anderson. Next up, we have a block of music that I think you're really going to love. We hear from Daryl Singletary, who's an artist from the 90s, who you may remember, of course, from Waylon Jennings. Everybody loves a Waylon Jennings song, David Allan Coe, and Tracy Lawrence. But next up, we have a song from Daryl Singletary. He's an artist that I think really captured that 1990s country music sound. He's an artist from Georgia who got involved in country music at an early age, had a real passion for country music at an early age, and I think was one of the best artists, in my opinion at least, of the early 90s country singers. He came up through the Nashville bar scene, singing in competitions at Nashville bars with artists like Tim McGraw. He was discovered by Randy Travis and was managed actually by Randy Travis's wife for a number of years. Unfortunately, we lost him in the last couple of years at an early age. He was just 46 when he passed, and it's just a real tragedy because I think he's one of those artists who would really be having a comeback right now, especially as so many people are seeking out that classic country sound, and the 90s country sound is making a comeback these days. So next up, we're going to play I Let Her Lie, and this is by Daryl Singletary.
Thank you. She'd come home 6 a.m. Tell me she'd been out with friends, and I let her lie. I let her lie. And in the glare of the morning sun, she swore I was her only one, and I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. One teary night, she confessed her sins, but she vowed to never cheat again, and I let her lie. I let her lie. Though she tried, Lord, she could not change, and I only have myself to blame, 'cause I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. The day I left, no words were said. She was sound asleep on our double bed, and I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie.
Waylon Jennings had so many amazing hits, and I think he still gets a lot of credit for the impact he has had on country music today. He's somebody that so many artists putting out really great music today, like Sturgill Simpson and others, credit with inspiring them. I mean, he is an artist that was just a titan of country music for the 70s and 80s and into the 90s. And one of the songs that I just really love is Suspicious Minds, which was a song originally made famous by Elvis Presley, but it was performed by Waylon Jennings and his wife, Jessie Coulter. And it's a song that I think really just shows how broad country music really is. I mean, Elvis Presley is an artist who was so influenced by country music and, of course, became the king of rock and roll. And here you have Waylon Jennings playing this song with his wife, Jessie Coulter, and it just works. So next up, we have Suspicious Minds by Waylon Jennings and Jessie Coulter.
We're caught in the trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. I
I saw an old friend I know. I stopped to say hello, but I could still see suspicion in your eyes.
I love a good contradiction, and that's why I really like country music. There are so many interesting contradictions. People are complicated, and country music is complicated too. We hear so many songs that are honky-tonk, Saturday night sinner songs, and then so many songs in country music that are Sunday morning gospel songs. And I think that spectrum of just the experience of a weekend is actually authentic to how a lot of people feel. And I think that this next song, while it's a little bit overly dramatic, it does kind of capture that complexity that, you know, we all, I think, feel from time to time. This next song by David Allan Coe fully embodies that contradiction. And it's like a cheater's prayer. it's like both a honky-tonk cheater song and also a religious gospel song. And I think the whole point of it is to point out this contradiction that I've been talking about, and that's why it's so interesting. That's why I wanted to play David Allan Coe's Now I Lay Me Down to Cheat.
Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. She's the best thing in his life. Why, she worships the ground he walks on. She waits up for him at night and worries until he's safely home. She always believes his story is about working overtime. And in 20 years beside him, cheating's never crossed her mind. Oh, but it crossed his early last summer in the person of a neighbor she still calls her friend. And with a little push from drinking one too many one night in the fall, he gave in. And now he wishes he could stop himself, but there's no easy way. So he lays down with his lover and silently he prays. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. If I die between these sheets, I pray to God she'll never know. In his heart and soul, he knew that he was playing a game he could never win. But you know, forbidden fruit is sweet. Why, it was sweet enough to make him risk it all again. And now, he's given up on looking for a way to fight the feeling. Prays this simple prayer and hopes it makes it past the motel ceiling. Now I lay me down to cheat on the woman I love so. And if I die between these sheets, I pray to God you'll never know.
Tracy Lawrence, for me, represents some of the best country that came out on the radio in the early 1990s. He's an artist who spent several weeks at the top of the country charts, and at least for me, captures that classic 90s country sound that as soon as you hear the first few lines of the song, you can place it and you can say, yep, I know exactly when that song came out. Even if you didn't hear the song when it originally aired, you would know just based on how it was produced that it has that 90s sound. A little bit of electronics added to it with a little bit of a traditional country flair. And that's especially true on this next song. It's off of the title. It's the title track off of the album Alibis. And it's a song that made it to number one on the charts in 1993, and I wanted to include it on the show. Obviously, our theme is cheating. This is a classic song on that subject. This is Alibis by Tracy Lawrence.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give, she knows how to take. Cause so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lies. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around. Once came from the heart. gave her a wedding ring. And one night I tore all those feelings apart with my alibis and light eyes and all the best lies. Lord knows she's heard them all.
We still have so many songs left on this week's episode of the Forgotten Country Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to hear from Gary Stewart, Lydia Loveless, Brandi Clark, Bella Plain and Coulter Wall, Lefty Frizzell, Porter Wagner, Gene Shepherd, and Kitty Wells. So stick around.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Hey girl, what's up? I know it's late, but I knew you'd pick it up. Nah, I ain't drunk. Okay, maybe I do have a little buzz, but that song came on and I just thought what harm could come from one little call. I know you say you're taking, but I say, girl, you're taking too long to tell them that it's over. Then bring it on. Stringing them along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Rip it off just like a band-aid. The way you look at me, girl, you can't pretend. I know you ain't in love with them, break up with them. I know you don't want to break his heart, but that ain't no good reason to be keeping us apart. Look, just tell him it's you, it ain't him. Or maybe you could lie to him and say you'll still be friends. Whatever you got to say to get through to him that you ain't in love. Come on, you can't deny that you and I kind of fit like a glove. So tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Rip it off just like a band-aid. It ain't my business to be all up in, but I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know that you're so done with him, break up with him, break up with him. No pressure, whatever, just do what you gotta do. But if I was you, I'd tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Just rip it off like a band-aid. Yeah, I know I said it, but I'll say it again. I know you break up with them. The way you look at me, girl, you can't pretend. I know you ain't in love with them, break up with them. with him.
Don't need a long stem glass to drink high class. Don't mind a plastic clink clink. I've got expensive taste, but I'm small town made. That's how daddy raised me.
Northwest Wisconsin's country legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off. But watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home. Need this menu? No, I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let us sleep. Now, honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts on mine that are not all all you can think about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about, all I can think about, all I can think about is getting you home.
Five seven FM, St. Croix Country.
All the folks down in Lynchburg, Tennessee, been working hard. That stuff that they've been selling ain't working like it should, but I damn sure wish it would. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many, and the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns whiskey. Maybe it's the bar or the stool I'm on. Maybe it's the band and the sad old song that keeps me buying rounds, that keeps me turning down any girl that wants to dance. You ain't giving them a chance. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many, and the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns in whiskey. Girl, I'm living proof, the 80 proof, ain't got a shot touching you. A whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many, and the thing that really gets me is whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many, and the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns whiskey. Yeah, the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns whiskey. All the folks down in Lynchburg, Tennessee, been working hard for good old boys like me.
Mm-hmm.
see you by the bar. Skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up.
Country on 95.7 FM.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What you would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn. You might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face. Seen the long shot win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door. Picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's sometimes you lead, sometimes